but she didn't want the neighbors to know she has no, like, a bread to make. So what she used to do is let the tanner burn. People see the smoke coming out of the chimney. They thought she's baking lechem. But really, she just did it because she had nothing to eat because she was kasufa. All right, we'll stop here.
You were holding Daf Chof Hei, Omer Aleph. Just start just the last line of the last Omer of Chof Dal Omer Beis. Again, in the middle of Maisa, Bechanina Ben Doisa. So the Gemara says that he was very poor. The Gemara says that Kol Olam Kuloi was Nizim Bishvil Chanina Beni, the Chanina Beni, Daya Bekav Charuvim, Mi'era Shabbos, Mi'era Shabbos. He was able to satisfy himself with just a little bit Voxam, where because of his Chusim, the whole world lived. Now the Gemara says, have a regila devei suya lemichma tanura kol mala de shabbata. Every Erev Shabbos, his wife used to heat up the oven, the shadya aktarosa, and she would throw inside the oven this k'teres. Rashi says dava shemal oshen, something that makes it smoke come out of the oven. Why? Mishum k'sufa, because she was very embarrassed from her neighbors. In other words, they had nothing to eat. She had nothing really to bake. Everybody else was busy baking their challah on Friday. So in order that she shouldn't be embarrassed from her neighbors, she also used to just like burn wood in the oven and let the smoke come up. The people should think at least that she's busy baking. Gemara says, "Heavy law hath a shiba v'sam bishta." She had one very bad neighbor, Omra. So the neighbor wanted to bother her and said, "Michti, you're down to the last lehubalei midi. I know she has nothing. My kuli hai." Like this bad neighbor saw that Chanina ben Doisa's wife oven was making smoke, so she thought to herself, what kind of smoke? What is she busy baking? What is she using her oven for? So, Ozlo v'torfa vava. She went and she knocked on the door, like to embarrass her, to see exactly what she's doing there. Is ichtofo, so his wife got embarrassed. The Ila lien derunya. And she went inside the inner room, fortunate to hide herself, not to have to see this lady. It says, Ava, so the lady didn't care if I say it. Nobody answered the door. She walked in herself, and she looked at the oven. Is Isavid La Nisa, and this happened, a miracle. The Chazia Litanura Malaya Lachma, that no oven was full of bread. The Agna Malaya Lisha, and the bowl that you make the dough in was full of dough. Is Omrlo, so this bad lady said now to the wife, Palnisa, Palnisa, like a lady, I say, Masa, bring your stick, your shovel, the Kokorach Lachmucha, your bread is like burning. In other words, bring the special shovel you use to take off the bread from the oven. Is Omrlo, so she told to her, the wife of Rabbi Chanina. The wife of Rabbi Chanina told this bad lady, Afano lahochi ayla. Like she said, that's the reason why it was inside for. I was inside to get the shovel, as if to say, nothing is wrong, there's nothing new here. And Tana was learned, Afi lahovi marda nichnas. So Shitaka really went inside to get the shovel. Mifneshim lumedes benisim. Because the wife of Chanina ben Doisa was ruggle, was muledda, she was used to seeing miracles. And the Mashal says the pshat is really, like, why in the world did she have the shovel in the house altogether? Like, since she never baked, she never had any money, she never had any food there, she didn't have any dough, so why did she have the shovel? So that's the Gemara saying, she had the shovel in the house because she was ruggle with Nisim. That it happened a few times already, Nisim like this, that the oven was full of bread. So she had the shovel in the house. So now his wife, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa's wife, said to him, "Ad emes neizov v'nitztayr kulihai. Till how long are we going to go and like be so poor in this world?" Is omalo. So he said to his wife, "Ma nevid, what do you want me to do?" So boy rachme deneizov l'chomidi. So his wife said to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, "Like daven to Hashem, Hashem should give you something." So boy rachme, he listened to his wife and he daven to Hashem. And Yotzitzo came in, Pisas Yad, there was like a hand coming, sticking out, like a malach came, V'yoyvolei chad karya diptura, and the malach, the hand, gave to Chanina ben Doisa one leg of a table, to the hava made out of gold. So Poshita became very rich now, they had a golden leg, and they became very rich. V'chazia b'chalma, he saw in his dream that night, that asidi tzadiki diachli aptura to the hava. He saw in his dream that in Olam Haba, the tzaddikim sit and eat on tables that have the islay plus a karya, that has three legs on the table. That's the way the tzaddikim sit and eat in Gan Eden. The at, but he saw that his own table, Chanina ben the Rechanina Ben Doisa's table was Aptura de Trekarya, only had two legs on it. In other words, that the leg he's supposed to have in Elam Habu, that's the leg they gave him right now. So, Omar Lo, he said to his wife, Nichalucho de Mechol, Achli Kuli Alma Aptura de Mashlim, are you going to be happy, satisfied the fact that Lost Lovoy, that in Gan Eden, everybody else is going to be sitting and eating on a table that's a complete table? The Anan Aptura de Meches, the Machzer. And we're going to be sitting on a table that's missing. We're going to have only a two-leg table. Are you happy with that? So Omar Allah, she answered back. Omar Allah, she said, Oma never, like, what should I do? What can I do about this? So Boi Rachme, she said like this, daven back to Hashem, to Nishkalinu, that Hashem should take back this golden leg from us. Minoch. So Boi Rachme, he daven to Hashem, Meshaklu, and Hashem took it back. And Tonya was learned that Godol Hoya Nes Achroin Yoisim in Orishin. The last nest was greater than the first nest. The fact that Hashem took it back was greater than the fact that Hashem gave it. The Gemira, because we learned, the Neva Yoivi Mishkala Shokli. Usually the klal is that Hashem gives, but Hashem doesn't take back. And here Hashem took back, that was a bigger nest. Yeah, the Gemara says, Vaita, that Chav Beishim happened once like Bein Hashmoshes. Rashi says it means on Erev Shabbos. Chav Yolabrate the Hevasatziva. He saw his daughter that she was like upset. She was atziva. She was she wasn't happy. Is omolo. So he said to her, Biti, lemay atziva. Like, how come you're not feeling well? What happened? How come you're in a bad mood? Is omrole. She said to him, that kli shel chaimitz nischalafli b'kli shel shemen. Like she was making when she was preparing the neiros, the lights for Shabbos, instead of putting oil into the candlesticks, she put the vinegar in. Vidlakti mimenu orla Shabbos, now lit the ready the lights for Shabbos from vinegar. So she felt very bad. The mestamah is not going to burn. It's not going to light. Is Omar lo. So the Chanina ben Doisa said back to her, famous Gemara, Biti, my daughter, ma'ich b'slucho. What's the difference? Misha Omar l'shemen v'yadlik. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that says to shemen, to oil, that it should burn, who yoymal l'chaymetz v'yadlik. He'll also say to vinegar, it could also burn. In other words, at his madrega, Bechanina ben Doisa, everything that happened, like he saw clearly, it was through Hashem. He saw the Nisim, he saw Hashem as the one that's doing it. So for Hashem, there's no difference whether oil burns or whether vinegar burns. In other words, really, there's a Ramban like this that says in Chumash that everything, there's no such thing as Teva. Everything is a Nes. Everything is really a miracle. And really, we say in Davening, V'yal Nisecha Shebechol Yemimonu. Just the thing is, certain things happen so often, it looks to us like Teva, it looks normal. But really, everything is a Nes. And the Chanina ben Doisa, he realized that every single thing is a Nes, comes from Hashem. So if you're that Madrega, there's no difference to Hashem, whether the Shemen lights or whether the vinegar lights. It's the same thing you see clearly, it's Hashem that's making it light. Tonen, it was learned about this Maisa, Hoyudelek Fahila Kolayem Kulay. These lights were lighting, that when his daughter now lit with the vinegar, it lit the whole Shabbos. Not only the whole night, even the whole daytime, and it was still lighting by the time for Avdolah, they used it for Avdolah also. He had some goats. So people said, you should know your goats are damaging us. Like, get rid of them. Is Omar, he said like this, if it's true that you're saying that my goats are damaging you, let the bears eat them up. V'loy, but if they're not damaging you, like really they weren't damaging them, is kochad v'chad teisi l'urta, let each one of my goats come back at night, duva v'karnai, let each one have a bear stuck into its horn. And l'urta, that's what happened. That night, I say kochad v'chad, each one of the izim of the goats came back, duva v'karnai, had a bear stuck into its horn. As if to show that Rechanina ben Doisa's izim, his goats were not ruining anybody else's property. Hevelayhi Shivsa, he had a certain neighbor, to Kobanaya Bisa, she was building a house, for Lemoti Kishuri, and the beams they wanted to use for the roof weren't long enough. It didn't reach. Ivasla Kaima, they came in front of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Omrulay Benisi Basi, I build a house, Voloi Komoti Kishuroi, but the beams I have are not long enough to reach, to go across, to make a roof out of it. Omala, so Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa said to her, Mashimicho, what's your name? Omrulay Ikoi. My name is Ikoi. Is Omar, so he said, Ikoi nimti kushurecho. Let your beams reach the walls to build a house with it. Antonia was learned that Hegiyoi, the beams like extended and reached Achiyotso Amalakan Viyamalakan. It overlapped an Amor on each side. That's how long the beams became. Some say Sanifin or Suyim. Sanifin means like other pieces of wood became attached to it. That's how it extended. Tanya Plimi Yoyim. Plimi said, Ani Reisi Yoyisi Abayis. I saw that house. For Yekoroisov Yoyitsis Amalakan Viyamalakan. And the beams were extending an Amor on each side. That's how long it was. The Omruli, and they told me that by is there, this house, Shekira was roofed, the roof was put on by Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa b'tfilosei. With his davening, that's how it happened. That's what people used to say about this house. For the Gemara now, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa mehechen ever le'izim. The mice before was he had these goats, like he was so poor. For the Gemara only heavy, he was so poor, how did he own these goats? The Yerid, another kashri is Omer Chachom, we learned, that ein magadlin behema daka beretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to raise a behema daka in Eretz Yisrael. So how come he was able to raise? This is called a behema daka, a small animal. Omer Pinchas, Maisa, a story was like this. That we all our order mechad al Pesach Beisoy. A man passed by his house once. V'heniach shom tanagolim. And he left outside of Chlina ben Doisa's house. He left outside there some chickens. Omer Tzosin Ishtar shom Chlina ben Doisa. And his wife found it. V'yomalo, he told him, al toichli mi beit sayim. Don't eat from the eggs. For here, bull baits him and it multiplied. It had a lot of eggs. In other words, it's not ours. We have to give it back. Don't eat it from it. Vaito, the tanagolim, the here, bull baits him and tanagolim. There were a lot of eggs and a lot of chickens, hens. For your mitzara nice, it was very hard to keep them all. So what they did was the mochron, they sold them of the corner, but they made them ezim, and they bought with the money ezim goats. Like in the meantime, until the person will come back to take it. So that was the Maisa, how he got his goats. Now, Pa Machas, what happened that over Oisei Odom, that person, Shovdu Mimenuat Hanagurlim, that a while ago left his chickens, his hens there, the Omer, he was saying now, Lechavera, to his friend, that Pekan Hinachti Hatanagurlim Shali, this is the place where I left, like a while ago, my chickens. Is Shomri Rabbi Chanina heard this, is Omelah, he told to the person, Yeshtachov Hem Simon, do you have a sign? Do you have a simon that should prove it? That they were your chickens. Omalo, he said, hey, yes. Nostan lo simen, gave him a sign, but not less easy, and let him take home the goats. The hain, easy, these were the goats, the yaisi dubi bekanayu, that the nest happened before, that they came back at night with the bears stuck into the horns as if to show that they weren't be mazik the other people's fields. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos, the chikolei mils, he was also very poor. Tuva, very much. Is Ovad Milsa, he once had a bloodletting, for Loihevele Midilimitim. He didn't have anything to eat afterwards. And it's not healthy, he's supposed to eat something afterwards. So Shoko brought the tumor. What he took was like the shell, the outside piece of a shum of a garlic. Vishadi Mapume put into his mouth, Kholeshli Boyi. His heart became faint. Vinimini went to sleep. Ozu Rabbonu Lashule Beser, Rabbonu went to visit him. Chazyu, they saw him, the Kobochi, he was like laughing. V'chayich, and he was crying, v'chayich and laughing. V'nofik tzutzisa benurum yachusa. And there was a light, a spark of light coming out from his forehead. Is Kiyisa, when he woke up, Omrula, they told him, they asked him, my time at Kobochi is v'chayichis. How come you were crying and how come you were laughing? Omrulu, he told him, they have a Yosef imi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting down next to me. V'yamrulu, and he said to me, to Rebbe Elazar ben Pedos, the Amrilei is nice, said to Hashem, Ademosai Tzar B'Hayalmo, like how much longer am I going to have to live and have Tzar have pain to live through this world? And he was very poor, he didn't have anything. The Amrilei, Hashem said, Eloza B'ni, Nichalucho Di'avchil Yalmo, do you want me to turn over the world? Meiresha from the beginning, and if so, maybe then, the Misyaldes B'Shosa the Mizaini. Maybe you'll be born then in a good mazel, and you'll have a good mazel, you'll have then food, maybe then you'll be born at the right time to have a good life. Is Amri, so Rav Loza said, Amri lekamei, kuli hai, all this you want to do, turn over the world, the yefsher, and it's only maybe I'll have a good life. It's not kedai. Is Amri lei, so he said to Hashem, techayit feyoy dechayayna, like did I live longer, like however old he was now, he asked Hashem, like, did I live most of my life, or do I have more to live than I lived so far? Is Omulei the Chayis? Yes, you lived most of your life already. So he said back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came his soul, like you don't have to turn over the world to start over again. If I lived most of my life already, let me finish it off already. So Omali, he said to me, so Hashem said back to me, Pahayakra, with the reward, the Amrit, Leibina, that you said, like, you're not going to be my trich, you're not going to bother me to turn over the whole world to start over again. I'll give you an Elam Abom, to lay there in the Havrosa, 13 like rivers, the Moshka Afarsimim, that are flowing with Afarsimim, the type of smelling, like a perfume, Afarsim, the special type of an oil that smells, the Dochen is pure, Kipras Uvediglis. It's as pure as the rivers of Pras and Diglis. That's what you get back for Yiskar. And the Magnus Bull, these things you'll be able to enjoy. These things will be very enjoyable. You'll be able to enjoy them. In Zamun the Kamei, so I said back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, hi, Vesuloi, that's all I'm going to get back is just this. Like Rashi says, V'einato noisin l'dvor macherim, aren't you going to give me other things also, like just this? Omalei ulechavroch ma'yehivna, like you saw, what am I going to give back to Yechavrim? Samrilei, he said back to him, V'yano migavrod les lebinon. So like, do I want somebody that doesn't deserve anything? In other words, like a people that deserve, Masamla get more than just one thing. Zalkoponim, you know exactly what this means, you know, it's hard to understand. Zalkoponim mechayin biyaskutlo apusit. Of course, Rokos snapped his fingers by his forehead, the Omali, and he said like this, Elozah Bri, my son Eliezer, Giri b'cho giri, like I'm throwing through you arrows. Rashi says it's like a Lashon Chiba, like Hashem loves Eliezer b'ni, Eliezer ben Pados. That was the Maisa, Elozah ben Pados. That's why they saw the lightning, like this light come out from his forehead, it was like Hashem clapping his hands there. Part the Rabbi Chomo Bar Chanina, the Lesley, Rabbi Chomo Bar Chanina, goes that Tanisi, once was going with Tanis, there wasn't rain that year. Even after they fasted, the rain didn't come down. Omrulay, so they said to him, they said to Rabbi Chomo Bar Chanina, for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi goes at Tanisa, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi also once made a gzera to people should fast. The Yosem Mitzrayim, when they fasted, it did come down. So Omrulay, so Rabbi Chomo answered back, Ko Ano, like what do you want? I'm Rabbi Chomo Bar Chanina. Hor Baal Avoy, he's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Omrulay, so he said to them, Dineisiv and Echav and Daitin, let's all get together and really have kavon and really daven good. Ev should the Tavri Tzibru Levayu, maybe like I'll break everybody's heart, there are to be machnir them, to make them really daven with kavonah. The Yossi Mitra and rain will come. Is boy in Rachman, they pray to Hashem, lo Yossi Mitra, still the rain didn't come down. Omalu, Nichaluchu, Sheyovi Mati Bishvalenu, do you want the rain to come down because of us? Omalai Heng, yes. Is almost, he said like this, Rikia, Rikia. You like Shemayim. Kisei Ponecha, cover up your face. In other words, make clouds that it should start raining. Lo Yichsi, didn't listen, the clouds still didn't come. Oma kama azin pnei rikia. How azin, how like chutzpedik the face of the Shemayim is. Ichsi, and then tak it got covered up. The Yosim it got covered up with clouds. The Yosim mitra, then the rain came down. Levi goza tanisa. Levi also once in his times rain didn't come down. He was goza retinus. But lo Yosim mitra, the rain still didn't come down. Oma lefonav, he said, Ribonish shalolam. All this, the Yashafta Bamorim, like you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, you went up to Shemayim living up there. V'yeinata merachim al b'nechi, not have enough rachmonos, enough mercy on your children. And that's the way Levi spoke to Hashem. Is right away also, mitra, true, the rain came down, Hashem listened to him, but the Yitli also became lame. Like something happened to Levi. And Omer Rav Lezer, li'oilom al yatiach odom dvorim kalpe malet. Not nice a person to talk this way towards Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shurei Odom Godel, a great person, a Tiach Dvorim Kapimala. He Taka spoke this way, like Levi spoke, like it wasn't so nice. Like to tell Hashem, you're really upstairs, you don't have Rachmanas on us. Like they speak like that to Hashem is not so nice. V'yitle, and because of that, he became lame. Omani, who is this great person, Levi? For the Gemara of Ahor Gomala, is the truth, this is what caused it. V'olevi Achva Kido Kaima the Rebbe. Once Levi was showing Rebbe how to do a Kido. Rashi said that means that he put his thumbs down on the ground and he like bent over and was kissing the ground. His feet were standing up straight and he bent all the way over. The Yitlak, from that he became lame. is the Gemara Hovahor Gormalay. True, these two things caused it. Rabbi Chiya ba Lulaino Shaminu Lahanachanoni. He heard these two clouds, the Kamri, they were talking like this. Neisiv Neisiv Maya Ba'amunu Mayiv. Let's go and we'll give down our rain, our water, we'll give it to Amunu Mayiv. So when Rabbi Chiya ba Lulina heard this, he said, O Malafonov, Rebbeinish Lerlam. When he gave the Torah to Klai Yisrael, you went around to all the other nations. They did not accept the Torah. For Yachshav and now Atenaisim lehemotar. How come now you're giving rain? Tam and Amayif. Shodi Hocher. Rather let the rain come down right over here in Eretz Yisrael. And the Maisuah Shadu Aduchtayim and Echnami. The rain, the clouds send down the rain right here in its place in Eretz Yisrael. Dorish Rabbi Chiya bar Lulaino. Rabbi Chiya bar Lulaino darshan the posuk that says, "Might you see what's shown this posuk that says Tzadik Hatoma Yifruch, or Tzadik should multiply like a tomah, like a palm tree, and Keres Balvonim Yishkit should grow tall like a cedar tree." Mor Imnema Tomor Loma Nemer Eres, the Imnema Eres Loma Nemer Tomor. Why does it say two things like a palm tree and like a cedar tree? Look, each one alone should be enough. Why does it say two for? So it must have like this, Elo Nema Tomer Vulani, what it's like a palm tree, Vulai Nema Eras in the winter said like a cedar tree, Hayisi Aimir, I would have said, Ma Tomer, just like a palm tree, looks like a palm tree, and Gaza Machlach. If you cut it down, it doesn't grow up again. The Rashi says, maybe